KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In high school sports over the weekend on Saturday, the Red Oak volleyball tourney, that's they went through pool play and got into the final rounds. In consolation, it was Atlantic defeating South Page 2-0 and Trainer over Denison 2-0. In the semifinals, Red Oak beat Clarinda 2-1, and it was Abe Lincoln over Creston 2-0, and that led to the championship match where Abraham Lincoln was a winner over Red Oak in two straight games. Also, the West Harrison volleyball tournament on Saturday, they played round robin, and at the end of the day, it was Missouri Valley with a 5-0 record, winning the meet. Nishnabotna and Logan Magnolia each were 3-2. West Harrison went 2-3, while Heartland Christian and Charter Oak Ute each were 1-4 in that Saturday tournament. Also on Saturday at the Swan Lake State Park, Kemper Catholic hosting a girls and boys cross country meet in girls Class A action. It was Elise Prescott of Urbandale winning the meet and leading the way, as the Urbandale had the top four finishers as they easily picked up the team championship with 18 points. Spencer with 56 was second. Harlan was third with 96. Abe Lincoln was fourth with 135. Atlantic had 155 points, good for fifth place, followed by Webster City, Sioux City North, Thomas Jefferson, Kemper Catholic, and Denison. Atlantic's top finisher was Tiffany Williams. She came into a seventh place finish in that meet Saturday. Also in the girls' Class B division, it was Griswold winning the meet, as the Tigers posted 37 points for the team championship. South Central Calhoun with 66 points placing second. North Polk, Underwood, Otobolt Arthur, BCIG, Woodbury Central, Southeast Webster, Maple Valley, and East Sac County round out the rest of the team field. Individually, Rebecca Topham of Griswold was the champ. Alex Flippin of Griswold was the runner-up in that meet. Also, Underwood's Aaron Shapcott placed fifth. Leah Lappy of Griswold was sixth. And Bridget Maurer of Griswold also had a ninth-place finish on Saturday. On the boys' side of the Class A division, the team title went to Urbandale with 38 points, 52 points for Thomas Jefferson to place second. Harlan was third with 68. Sioux City North, Denison round out the top five. Kemper Catholic, Webster City, Abraham Lincoln, Atlantic, and Spencer round out the 10-team field. Ryan Bauermeister of Spencer was the individual champ. Harlan's Philip Soranko placing sixth. Joseph Rogers of Denison was seventh. Chris Brace of Harlan placing eighth. For Atlantic, the top finisher, Josiah Williams, came in 32nd place on Saturday. Also in the boys' Class B division, the team championship in that meet on Saturday went to North Polk with 29 points. Otobolt Arthur BCIG was runner-up with 55. South Central Calhoun, IKM Manning, Woodbury Central, Woodward Academy, Griswold, and Underwood round out the eight teams in the field. Individually, Peter Smith of North Polk was the champion. IKM Manning's Trevor Cast had the top area finish. He placed eighth in that Saturday meet. Well, there was a Stanford reunion in San Francisco Sunday afternoon as Andrew Luck beat his former coach. Luck threw for 164 yards and ran for a big 6-yard touchdown in the Indianapolis Colts 27-7 win over Jim Harbaugh and the 49ers. The Colts were clinging to a 13-7 lead when Luck scored on a bootleg with 4:13 remaining, 78 seconds before Ahmad Bradshaw scored on a 1-yard run to ice that victory. Drew Brees passed for three scores and scrambled for New Orleans' first touchdown rushing of the season in the Saints' 31-7 win over the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. Also in Week 3 action, Seattle QB Russell Wilson was efficient in a 45-17 rout of Jacksonville, completing 14 of 21 for 202 yards and four touchdowns. The defending Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens were rescued by defense and special teams in a 30-9 win over Houston. Tom Brady threw two TD passes to Kenbrell Tompkins in leading the New England Patriots to a 23-3 win over Tampa Bay. Miami is 3-0 for the first time in 11 years after Ryan Tannehill lobbed a 1-yard TD pass to tight end Deion Sims with 38 seconds left to give the Dolphins a 27-23 win over Atlanta. Julius Peppers scored on a 42-yard fumble return, and Major Wright returned an interception 38 yards for a touchdown as Chicago posted a 40-23 win at Pittsburgh. The Detroit Lions, who had been 0-21 all time against the Redskins in Washington, finally scored a victory in the nation's capital, winning 27-20. The Carolina Panthers embarrassed the winless New York Giants 38-0 behind Cam Newton's three touchdowns. The New York Jets blew a 20-6 lead before Geno Smith hit Santonio Holmes for a 69-yard TD with 9:23 left to give the Jets a 27-20 win over Buffalo. DeMarco Murray rushed for 175 yards and a score as the Cowboys beat the Rams 31-7. Terrence Newman returned a fumble 58 yards for a TD with 3:47 left to rally the Cincinnati Bengals to a 34-30 victory over the Green Bay Packers. Jake Locker threw a 34-yard touchdown pass to rookie Justin Hunter with 15 seconds left, and the Tennessee Titans rallied to beat San Diego 20-17. Cleveland outscored Minnesota 31-27 yesterday as well. A person familiar with the case says Broncos All-Pro linebacker Von Miller was caught trying to manipulate the NFL's drug testing system. That person spoke anonymously because the league has not announced the details of Miller's violation. The manipulation attempt was first reported by ESPN. Miller is suspended for the first six games of the season under the NFL's substance abuse policy. With most of the top teams merely tuning up, there's little movement in the Associated Press college football poll this week. Alabama remains number one, and the first 14 teams in the rankings held their positions from last week. The Crimson Tide did lose some support from the media panel, dropping from 59 first-place votes last week to 56. Alabama beat Colorado State 31-6 on Saturday in a game that was 17-6 heading into the fourth quarter. Number two, Oregon, which didn't play, receives the remaining four first-place votes. Number four, Ohio State, was one of four ranked teams to score at least 70 points Saturday. Never before had more than two ranked teams reach 70 points on the same weekend since the rankings went to the top 25 in 1989. Number 25, Fresno State, is the only team to enter the rankings. Arizona State drops out this week. A freshman offensive lineman for Cincinnati was killed, and two freshman receivers were injured in a one-vehicle traffic accident following the Bearcats' 14-0 win over Miami of Ohio this weekend in Oxford, Ohio. Ben Flick of Hamilton, Ohio, was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident, which occurred south of Oxford. Receivers Mark Barr of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Javon Harrison of Dayton, Ohio, were taken by helicopter to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Barr and the driver of the vehicle, whose identity has not been released, were listed in critical condition. Harrison was in stable condition. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In baseball yesterday, Norichika Aoki scored three times and doubled home a run, and the Milwaukee Brewers beat a sloppy St. Louis Cardinals team 6-4 Sunday night, hours after the Cards clinched a playoff berth. Willie Peralta gave up five hits and walked five in five-plus innings for the Brewers. The Cards put the go-ahead run at the plate with two outs in the ninth, but closer Jim Henderson got slugger Matt Adams to strike out to end the game and earn his 26th save. St. Louis learned earlier Sunday it was assured of at least an NL wild card after Washington lost. However, the Cardinals weren't sharp on the field as starter Joe Kelly had one of two errors in the Brewers' two-run second inning. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 11-3. Miami split a pair with Washington, Miami winning 4-2 in the opener. The Nationals win 5-4 in the late game. Mets beat Philadelphia 4-3. Braves over the Cubs 5-2. Arizona beat Colorado 13-9, and the Dodgers down San Diego 1-0. In the American League, Justin Maxwell hit a grand slam with two outs in the 10th inning, and the Kansas City Royals beat the Texas Rangers 4-0 Sunday in a matchup of AL wildcard contenders. The Oakland Athletics clinched the AL West with the Rangers' loss. Texas dropped a game and a half behind Cleveland for the second wildcard spot, while Kansas City is 3.5 back. Maxwell connected off former Royals all-star closer Joaquin Soria. Royals starter James Shields gave up six hits in eight innings, walking one and striking out two. Elsewhere in the AL, it was Cleveland over Houston 9-2. Chicago beat Detroit 6-3. Boston over Toronto 5-2. Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 3-1. Seattle over LA 3-2. And Oakland beat Minnesota 11-7. In interleague play, it was San Francisco downing the New York Yankees by a score of 2-1. In golf, Henrik Stenson capped off the best stretch of his career with the biggest payoff in golf. Stenson held off a brief challenge by 20-year-old Jordan Spieth and then closed with a 2-under-68 to win the Tour Championship by 3 shots over Spieth and Steve Stricker. The 37-year-old Swede clinched the FedEx Cup and its $10 million bonus in addition to $1.44 million for winning the tournament. Also, Mark Wiebe birdied the 18th hole to force a playoff and beat Corey Pavin on the second extra hole to win the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship. Both Wiebe and Pavin finished regulation at 11-under-205. In a racing news, Matt Kenseth made it 2-for-2 in the chase, holding off teammate Kyle Busch to win at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Kenseth followed his win in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship opener at Chicagoland with his series-high 7th victory of the season. Kenseth made his 500th career start and maintained his points lead as the series now shifts to Dover. Kenseth and Busch made it a 1-2 finish for Joe Gibbs Racing for the second straight week. And also in racing news, Roger Penske says his team didn't do anything wrong in the Richmond scandal that's rocked NASCAR. Penske was at New Hampshire and back at a NASCAR track for the first time since the sport's big embarrassment. He insisted his team was in the clear and knew nothing about a deal with Front Row Motorsports to get Joey Logano in the chase. Penske says his team had no deal with Front Row. He also says he's yet to make a decision on Sam Hornish Jr.'s future. Hornish leads the Nationwide Series standings but has no cup ride for 2014. Penske says he told Hornish to look around at other offers. That's Jack of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.